This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're going to learn today, and then we continue next Wednesday. That will be next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Okay? We're 4 days ahead, so we'll be okay. We're up to Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Dalet. Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Dalet. Tzarech Shaloi Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverta. You have to make sure that two letters are not touching. Ela Kol Ois Tia Mukefes Gevil. Each letter has to be surrounded by parchment. The Be'er Halacha says Gevil is Lav Davka. Gevil is by Sefer Torah, but you can't write Tefillin on Gevil. Has to be on klaf. Okay. The Rambam says, Hagav yichtav ksiva tama. It has to be a complete writing. We'll see what that means. There can't be any confusion between letters. Shele yachsar afilu kutsa shayud. You can't even be missing the thorn of the yud. Vihei mesuyag kelchasai. With proper tagim. L'charchila yichtav ksiva gasa ksasa. Should be l'charchila somewhat thick. Shelo yunim chokim mehera. That should not be easily erasable. V'chein mitzvah li'apoysan mi'bachos mi'bifnim. It should be beautiful on the... It's a mitzvah to make them beautiful on the outside and the inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis. B'chaverta. V'ma'ois gadol. If the letter is big, v'nidbak b'soifoy. And it's connected at the end, b'oifen, in a way. Shem nigrar ma'asha davak. That if you scratch off what was connected, some say that's okay and some pasal. What does this mean? So it's a big letter and it's clinging at the end, that if you would scrape it, you would still have it tzuras ha'ois. Some say it's kosher as it is. As it is. Even if you don't scratch it. Because the Rajba says, kol haroi labila ein bila ma'akeves. It's as if it was already scratched off. V'hiskim ha'achorinim l'hachmir, l'achorinim are maskim to be machmir. That's the shita of the Magen Avram. The Dirshu brings, if you find the b'shas ha'kriya, he says later on, so if you could easily scratch it, you should do so. But if you don't know, if you don't have someone to scratch it, and it's Tercha de Tzibura, you're allowed to continue reading it. Again, this is not Nogea for Tefillin, because it's not happening in middle of Kriya. There is no Kriya. But there's a machlokes whether you need to scrape it. Al-Kain Tzarch Ligro Makam Adavik, you need to scrape what was connected. V'yaf b'tefillin u'mezuzas mahani tikkun. But it's shalai kasei there because it was pasul before and now it's kosher. No, kiva dolei nishtana tzuras ha'ois mikaidem. The tzuras ha'ois was there. The only thing it was connected. So therefore, you're allowed to scrape it. It's not a problem that it's shalai kasidron. Kol ois. Each letter has to be mukefes kvil. V'afilu ha'ois ha'achrin mi'ashita tzricha li'os mukefes kvil me'abaru chasa. Even the last letter of the line has to be surrounded by parchment on all four sides. U'leikuva hu afil b'dievetz ma'akev yim b'dievet. U'kaman b'soif simen b'soif sif tazayin. V'afilu m'yachsar ha'kofas kvil la'hakoitz shal ha'yod. Even if you're missing, being surrounded by parchment, for the kutsa shal yod, gam kein pasulhu, k'disa b'menachis dav chavtes, v'chal prate din azeh, all the details, ayin l'kaman b'sif yudzayin v'simen lamed vav. So even the kutsa shal yod, not only does the letter have to be mukefes kvil, not only does the letter have to be completely surrounded by parchment, but even the thorn of the yud. Now, there are different perushim what the thorn of the yud refers to. Not every, there are many perushim. Some say it's the top of the yud, some say it's the bottom of the yud, some say it's the thorn under the roof of the yud. There are many shitas in the Rishon what kutsa shel yud is. Fine. Ksiva tama, what does it mean? Ksiva tama, dahainu, shelo yichtav, Bezin, kafin, kafin, bezin, zainin, nunin, nunin, zainin. Don't confuse the bez and the chaf, the zainin and the nun, v'chol keyotze b'zah. Kutso shel yud, hainu. Now, so Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us what it is. Hainu, oiketz shmal shel yud. The left thorn of the yud. So the Dershim points out the left thorn, meaning under the roof. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Menachas Daf Chavtes, that you have to make an ukitz on the bottom. Later on in the Mishnah Sofrim, he brings, some say it's a tag katan melmala. We'll see later on in the Mishnah Sofrim, I guess. I think we have to decide whether we're going to learn the Mishnah Sofrim. I assume we'll give it a shot. Okay. What the Kutzai Shel Yod is. Kutzai Shel Yod. Hainu oiket smol shel yod v'choshket im chasa regel yamin. Certainly if he's missing the right leg, it's the puzzle. U'tmunas hayod, what a yod looks like. Ayin lekaven b'dinei tzuras ha'oisiyos. Look later on in the dinim of the image of the letters b'simen la'medvav u'mashikosavno b'shem ha'prim agadim. Kehol chasa, it has to have the right tagim. The Rama says v'yehei metuya kehol chasa. B'oisiyos shatnez gates. These seven letters should have tagim on them. V'zehu rak l'charchila. This is only charchila, but b'diavad kosher l'roiv ha'poskim lo tieg. B'diavad, according to most poskim, it is kosher if there are no tagim. If I'm not mistaken, a Moroccan Sefrei Torah, they don't have tagim. But you're definitely puzzle. It's definitely kosher if you don't have tagim. And l'charchila, the Rama says you should be machmer on tagim. L'kalan kaman, p'simen l'amed vav sif gimel, ayin sham shem avor sham kol prate dinei hatiyog. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Rabbi say, have a wonderful day. We'll see you, Bezos Hashem, next Tuesday. That's Asara B'Teves, I believe. Asara B'Teves, okay? So see you, Asara B'Teves, 9 a.m. sharp. Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.